Hello, this is Roy Lilly. Well, you know, it's funny sometimes how you can get a sort of gut feel about things. And I've got one. I've got a sense that there's something seriously wrong with the NHSE board. Now, I know I've mentioned it a couple of times, and it seems to me they've lost the plot. For once, it's not the money. I think there's a political understanding that COVID costs a lot, and clearing up after COVID is going to cost a lot more. But I get no awareness around the serious state of the workforce or the warnings that COVID-related staff absences rose by 56% last week. The new GP contract has landed badly. The new faces at the BMA look ready for a fight. Mental health services are having an almighty struggle. There are 800 newly qualified doctors running around the system with no placements for them to go to. And these are all strategic issues for the board. There are three things that I think might be happening. The board are just out of the loop. And they're rubber stamping whatever comes across from the Department of Health. The powers the COVID regulations gave the Secretary of State are so seductive, and number 19 doesn't look like he's in a hurry to give him up. Indeed, the new health bill gives him an even greater grip. Maybe they're overwhelmed by the challenges. Nothing in their background or careers would have prepared them for what the last couple of years has thrown at them and what is going to come during a prolonged recovery. Or they're just not very good. Whichever one of the three it is, it's, you know, it's sort of okay. If it's the first, they need to figure out just what the new relationship with the Secretary of State is going to be. If the Department of Health are going to make the strategic decisions and the NHSE board become Deliveroo, well, then they've got to figure out how to manage that. If they're overwhelmed, they could be honest and look for a way to move up a gear or move out. If they're out of their depth, and that's what it's increasingly looking like, well, maybe they should just do the right thing. The Institute of Directors say the role of the board is to ensure the company's prosperity by collectively directing the company's affairs while meeting the appropriate interests of its shareholders and relevant stakeholders. Right, well, look, in NHS speak, that might translate as to ensure the NHS is resourced and planned to enable them to collectively direct its affairs to meet the appropriate interests of the public and the people working in it. It's the board's job to assess and monitor the organisation's ambition and identify where policies, procedures and promises do not align with the reality of the situation and then create deliverable scenarios in an honest and transparent way. When directors who are energised and understand the issues and are productive, it shows. Watching the NHSE board at their public meeting tells me all is not well, because it shows. The finance report was delivered in about 45 seconds and there were no questions from the board. They either didn't understand it, aren't interested, or been told to shut up. What can a board do when it loses its way? I think there are four things. Spend time to refocus on its mission. What is it trying to achieve? An externally facilitated away day or something like that, maybe. Two, answer the question, how are we doing? Bring in a third-party board evaluations team, such as the Civil Service College. Number three, refresh the membership. It's been a tough time for everyone. Is it time for fresh faces and new thoughts? Number four, reconnect with the organisation by spending time in the organisation. For instance, the board must realise there are not going to be 40 new hospitals. And they should say so. There are not going to be 50,000 new nurses, and they should say so. There are not going to be significantly more medical staff anytime soon, and they should say so. And the lack of diversity at the top sends the wrong message to the rest of the NHS. This is a poor board performing poorly. My guess, they've had the stuffing knocked out of them, and there is no leadership to revitalise them. And it's obvious. The real problem, the heart of it, is the DH is running the NHS. And the board is a board in name only. More puppets than a toy shop. Thanks for listening. I hope to speak again soon.